a very exciting announcement that the university gets to make today with the YMCA.
Yes, effective Tuesday, January 17th, the YMCA will take over the operations of Oxford Natatorium, and it will be open to all our students, faculty, staff, and especially our community.
Certainly something that a lot of community members had looked forward to, some kind of a partnership. Take a few minutes and let's go back into the background of what brought us to this point, starting last spring and into last summer.
Right. Last summer, our students expressed an interest in closing the natatorium, and it was for two reasons. One, it was lack of use from our students, and number two, with their student fees, they couldn't afford to make the needed repairs on the facility, which was over $1 million. Once that started and the community got wind that the students wanted to shut the natatorium, the community, along with the YMCA, approached us about letting the YMCA take over the facility. And so since last summer, really, and early fall, we've been working with the YMCA towards that end to let them take over the operations of the facility so we would not lose an auditorium altogether.
And since the auditorium was funded by student monies, it was one of the things that the students were given the authority or really had the authority to be able to make that decision as to whether they were looking at renovating the auditorium or working on another development of an aquatic facility.
That is correct. The students had expressed interest in building an outdoor facility, and which they are still, you know, trying to develop. It would be an indoor and outdoor facility is what they were looking at. But the students realized also that while they were working on this, it would probably take 1 or 2 years, at least minimum 2 years, to even get to the point where we could even get to the point where we make it break ground on a new facility. So I think when everybody realized that, and some of the students didn't know the logistics to it, that once we got everybody together, the students saw the benefit of the YMCA keeping the natatorium open if they could financially raise the money to do that.
So I know SGA had been working closely with the same architect who designed Bayou Park, Bayou Village, some of the recent dormitories on campus.
Correct.
For the possibility of something else, and students had a chance to vote on this late last semester.
Right. The students voted on they would prefer. This was not a funding vote. It was just a preference vote. And they voted that they would prefer an indoor-outdoor facility with an amphitheater as their first choice. Second choice would be to convert the current natatorium to an event center where we would have a pretty large, probably the largest event center in the city to have different receptions and wedding receptions and banquets and that type of stuff. So that were the two things that the students voted in favor of. And then while all that vote was going on, we were continuing to work with the YMCA on logistics on how we could make all of this work, and that's what we've been doing up until this date.
So what is that partnership going to look like between the university and the YMCA? How many details can you give us?
Well, the YMCA will take over complete operations of the facility. They would do all the staffing, all the programming. They would set membership rates for the community. Our students already have membership rates that are built into it. And they would do all the programming, the aerobics classes, hiring the lifeguard. They would pretty much have operations of the whole facility. The university, we are going to continue to assist them with funding. We're going to pay the utility bills. And any minor repairs that need to be made, we will continue to do those. So in addition, since we still own the building, we'll have to pay the insurance on the building.
So what does it look forward to with the possibility of the students voting to appropriate monies for another aquatic facility? How is there a way that that would affect this relationship going forward?
Short term, it's not going to have any effect on it. Long term, if the students did vote to fund a new outdoor complex, then eventually the money that's going into the natatorium now would transfer to the new outdoor natatorium facility. But we're still a ways from that. With funding, with voting, with board approval in Baton Rouge. We'd still have to get all of that done before any of that happens. So I would say a minimum of 18 months, we know that the YMCA is going to be able to use the facility.
And that will certainly keep it open for community members, for the student swim teams,
the youth swim teams, yes, absolutely. Like I said, the YMCA, they're going to set the schedule. They're going to set the dates and times that they want to be open. And, the main thing is we will have somebody sitting I don't think we'll have somebody on the board of directors, but we will have a board that reports to the YMCA board of directors that will have somebody on there to speak for the university. And then if the Y wants to do any major renovations to the facility, then they would have to get university approval to do that.
Well, but working in a true partnership. I thought it was unique to be able to see a board of staff and volunteers from the university and from the YMCA.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be key. We've basically been doing that for the last 6 months, and I think we will continue to do that. I think we're all on the same page now, and I think we're all trying to help each other now. So, and I think that's going to be the benefit for everybody.
Camille Carrier is the Assistant Vice President of Student Affairs at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. The university and the YMCA collaborating to keep the Lake Oxford Natatorium on campus open for a period of up to 18 months, pending the approval of the Board of Supervisors, but certainly a very exciting announcement to be able to make today for the community. Camille, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.